Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I want to read the chapter. There's just 18 verses in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. And to be honest with you, can I tell you something about Brother Jonathan? Me and him ain't always agreed on everything. And one thing that tears me up about him, he's so organized. And I am not. I fly by the seat of my britches most of the time. And everything's organized. He's got everything. He knows what he's going to do 2 years from now. I don't know what I'm going to do now. Amen. Last night we went out and ate, and he ate a salad while I ate a hamburger steak and french fries, and he takes care of himself. But I appreciate him. I appreciate the example he sets. I appreciate the man of God that he is. And there's one reason he does it: for Jesus' sake. I want you to listen to the words that Paul is. And I want to preach Christ, but I want to say something about the preacher too. Actually, this is not where I intended on being. I went back to the hotel room last night, and the Lord, I got over and I've been preaching out of 2 Corinthians at the church on Wednesday night. And I just finished chapter 3, and I got to reading in chapter number 4, and the Lord just began to speak to my heart. So I want you to listen to these, what Paul is saying here. The Bible says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Help us pray, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, again today. God, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity, God, you've allowed us to come one more time, God, this side of eternity. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this good church. We thank you, Lord, for this good pastor and his family. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done through the years here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the souls that's been saved, for the lives that have been changed. Lord, for the glory that's been worshiped and praised in this place, for the songs of Zion that's been sung. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for everything. Lord, we can look around this morning. We can see the increase, God, that you have increased this church and numerically and spiritually and with great talents and with great blessings. And Lord, we thank you all for that. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, again for my friend. I thank you, Lord, for the stand that he's took down these last 20 years. And Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that you'd, God, that you'd strengthen him, and God, that you'd help him, God, to stand another 20. And Lord, that you'd give him souls for his labor. Lord, I pray, Lord, this morning, God, that you'd help me, Lord, to say something, be encouragement to the saints, Lord, that would convict the sinner. Lord, if there's one here this morning that's lost and undone without you, that doesn't know you in the free pardon of sin, God, I pray that sweet Holy Ghost of God deal with their heart, convict them of their sin, Lord, that they might be saved before it's too late. Lord, I pray, God, today if there's one here walking afar off from you, not where they ought to be, God, I pray this morning, God, it should draw them to a place of repentance, Lord, and they'd repent and get back in fellowship with you. Lord, I pray, God, it should bless everything that's done today. I pray that you get glory and honor to yourself. I pray that you'd be high and lifted up, Lord. And Lord, I pray, God, it should draw all men unto you. And Lord, we'll thank you, God, and we'll praise you for all that you do. For it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing on the Word of God this morning. I want you to look with me this morning, and I thought about 20 years of faithful ministry. I thought about as I looked across this scripture last night, and again, this is not where I intended on preaching. I intended on preaching how the book of Acts, where Paul said none of these things moved me, and I'm glad, thank God, that you've got a man of God that that he's not let the things of this world move him or change him towards a contemporary movement or change him into to a worldly church like I see so much happening in the days that that is around us. I'm thankful that you've got a man of God that that has stayed with the old time way. I'm thankful that you've got a man of God that stayed with the King James Bible. Amen. I'm thankful that you've got a man of God that still got a backbone that'll lead the way that the Lord says to lead according to the Word of God. I thank God for that. Amen. But again, I've known Brother Jonathan, or known Brother Jonathan now for many years, and as I've watched him minister and I've watched him, he's preached so many times. Matter of fact, he just got through preaching a revival at our church, and my, how he helped our folks just this past Sunday. Man, we had a service like we haven't had in months, and I know it was a result of what the Lord put on his heart to come and preach to us those three nights, and we're seeing the benefits of those messages, and I am so thankful for that. But friend, as I got down reading down through this, and I've looked back even on my own ministry, I thought about some of these other men of God, Brother Wisham, Brother Barker, and so many other of you. I thought, what has kept them faithful for so many years? What has kept them in the fight? What has kept them preaching the gospel? And when I read down through that, and I got to verse number 5, and I read that verse, and verse number 5 said, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant." And this is what he said, "For Jesus' sake." And I thought, boy, that's what makes worth it all. That's what makes it worth it all. Amen. I'm not up here because Brother Jonathan is my friend, even though he is my friend. in. He's one of my very best friends. I'm not up here because I love his family, and his family have been so close to us down through the years. I'm not up here because I love Amazing Grace Baptist Church, and I do. I love this church with all my heart. And as I look around here and I see so many friendly faces and I see so many people that are truly my friends, but I'm up here this morning for Jesus' sake and no one else. Boy, I tell you something, thank God for a man of God that's carried the torch, that's stayed faithful for no other reason but for Jesus' sake. Amen. You said, preacher, why do you preach? We preach for Jesus' sake. Notice what he said in verse number 1. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Listen, can I tell you something? The preacher has a burden, but is also a blessing to preach the word of God. Boy, I'm glad that Brother Jonathan got saved when he did. I'm glad that the Lord called Brother Jonathan to preach. What a blessing he's been to so many people. But friend, can I tell you something today? Thank God for the heritage that he has. I remember when Brother Jeremiah, we was ordaining Brother Jeremiah, and I thought about all those preachers in his lineage. What a blessing that is. But you know why all those preachers have stayed faithful down through the years? It's for Jesus' sake. Church, can I encourage you something today? You also have a ministry. God is God. Hey, Brother Jonathan is not the only one that has a ministry in this church. A choir, you have a ministry, and you're to do it to the best of your ability. Why, preacher? For Jesus' sake. Deacons, you have a ministry, and you're to do it to the best of your ability. Why? For Jesus' sake. God has given you that mercy. God has given you that grace. God has given you that calling, that opportunity. Sunday school teachers, God has given you a ministry as you stand before those children and you open the Word of God and you begin to teach out of the Word of God. God has given you a ministry, and you ought to do it not for yourselves. Listen, we're not here for personalities. We're not here for popularity. We're not here for entertainment. We're not here, amen, to be seen or to be heard. We're here for Jesus' sake, amen. Oh, friend, listen, Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Hey, man, I'm telling you something. I've never seen no arrogance out of Brother Jonathan. Humility. Boy, thank God for that. I've seen humility out of this church. I've seen it back during Helene. You helped many of us in the mountains. This church, as I came in this morning, we had to move out of our church for a little while and have church in another building down on the side of 221, and men and then women from this church came and helped build us a platform, brought us a sound system, and we were able to continue to have church because of the things that Amazing Grace did. They didn't ask for no money. They didn't ask for no applause. They didn't ask for a pat on the back. You know why they did it? They did it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Can I tell you something, friend? No telling what will go, what can happen out of the doors of this church if we'll just keep that in mind. Paul said, he said, we are your servants. He said, for Jesus' sake, amen. Oh, my friend, I'm telling you something. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, he said. Oh, friend, listen to me. There's so many, and I don't want to sound critical, but there's so many preachers today and so many pastors wants to make it about them.
You ought to be glad and happy this morning, amen, that you got a man of God that he lets you know it's not about him. It's about H-I-M, capital H, capital I, capital M, amen. It's about Jesus, amen. All he does is for Jesus' sake, amen. You ought to be thankful for that. But I'm going to ask you something. Why are you doing what you're doing? Amen. He called me. They called me and asked me to come preach, and I realize the days that we're living in. I understand it is tumultuous times. I couldn't get that word out. I understand that those we're living in troubling times. I understand that we're living in days where people are tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I understand that we're living in the last days. Well, I understand that there is a great falling away. I've been pastoring for 26 years now, and where I'm at now, 20 years, and I'll be honest with you, and some of you older preachers help me after the service. I've never seen it on this fashion. I don't know what people want. I don't understand what people want. Let me say it like this, Brother Wishon. I don't understand what saved people want nowadays. I'm just being honest with you. I don't understand. I don't understand the world and their hatred for the church. I don't understand the hatred for the Word of God. Hey man, when you can get up and preach the Word of God, you can preach Jesus Christ crucified, died for our sins, buried, rose again the third day. You can preach. I like it where it says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Can I tell you something this morning? If you're here today and you're lost, the Bible says whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And friend, if you're here today and you're lost, the Lord Jesus would love nothing better. God would love nothing better to pen your name in the Lamb's book of life. Why? One reason, and one reason only: for Jesus' sake. Amen. I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand the strife. I don't understand the bickering and the arguing. Friend, if we could get this mind about us for Jesus' sake, if we could leave all our differences beside. Friend, listen to me. I know people are going to talk about me. I know people are going to laugh at me. I know people are going to make fun of me. I got over that a long time ago. Friend, the best thing you can do is make up your mind this morning that you're just going to live for God, and you're going to serve God, you're going to preach Jesus, you're going to walk Jesus, you're going to sing Jesus, amen, you're going to deacon Jesus, you're going to Sunday school teach Jesus, amen, just do everything for Jesus' sake, amen. And if you'll do that, it won't matter what everybody else thinks about you. Amen. Paul said, "For I determined not to know anything." Amen. Listen to me. Sometimes I think, yes, I say something sometimes, surprising myself. I thought, that's pretty smart. And then I realize that it wasn't me that said it, the Lord said it. But most of the time I say something, I think, oh, I can't believe I said that. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Barker, amen. And I thought, well, I'm going to tell you something. If I can do anything, I want to keep it. But Ryan, I want to do it for Jesus' sake. I don't want to do it for David. Listen, Brother Jonathan, I told you, I think so highly of him. I want him to be proud of me, Brother David. I do. Hey, that's my brother. Honest, we're like brothers. That's the truth. You just don't understand. You don't understand the late nights, the early mornings. You don't understand the hours of phone conversations. You don't understand the tears we've shed together.
You don't understand. And I want him to be proud of me. And I am proud of him. But can I tell you something? Brother Jonathan, I love you. I don't want you to do it for me. Amen. And I don't want to do it for him. Amen. I got one reason and one reason only. I want to do it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Listen, we preach. Why? John said, John 3:30, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Can I tell you something? A faithful preacher, I read this last night. The writer said this. He said, the faithful preacher desires that when people leave church, they remember Jesus more than they remember the preacher. They remember the Savior more than they do the sermon. Hey, listen to me. He said, and if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto myself. Listen to me. I know this is a special day, and we want to honor Brother Jonathan, and we want to honor Amazing Grace Baptist Church for being faithful and standing behind him and his family, and thank God for that. Oh, but we leave here today with one thought and one thought only. Paul said, for Jesus' sake. I say something. I've done a lot of things in my life for the sake of others. Look in verse 15. Look verse 14. He said, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. He said, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. I've done a lot of things for others that didn't have a thing spiritually to do with nothing. But there's a lot of things I've done for Jesus' sake. You know what it did? It was for their sakes. Can I tell you something, church? And I know how he feels sitting over there. I've been on that end of it too. But I'm just going to tell you, that man right there and that lady right there and those girls up there, they know things that you don't know. They have seen things that you've not seen. They have heard things that you've not heard. What always amazes me, we live in a small town. Our county, small. Our town, small. And it amazes me how they think the preacher don't find out. Most of the time, they'll tell on themselves, put it on Facebook. Or they'll blare it on TikTok or whatever. But the whispers always come back. Paul was a persecuted man. Stoned and shipwrecked and all the things that Paul went through. Reading this scripture, I don't even know if I have an outline now. I told you most of the time I just fly by the seat of my pants anyhow, but I want you to listen. Listen what he said. You see the burden in verse 2, he said, but I have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Listen to me, can I tell you something? I read that for this reason. Listen, all you're doing when we're running down the church and running down the man of God and running down his family, running down any church for that matter,
If our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. There are so many people. And can I call time out and help you this morning? If you're here this morning and you're looking at everybody else, if you're looking at that Christian that don't dot every I and cross every T, you're looking at the wrong person. Are you hearing me? If you're waiting on so-and-so to straighten up and to start doing things right, you might wait all the way till you find yourself burning in a literal hell. Because they might not never get right. They might not never do right. But can I tell you something this morning? If you'll just do it for Jesus' sake. Preacher, give me one good reason why I ought to get saved this morning for Jesus' sake. Preacher, why is that a good reason? Calvary, that's why. Amen. Amen. The shed blood, that's why. Amen. For compassion and love and mercy and grace and blessings and peace and all in heaven. That is a good reason. Amen. Listen to me. Matter of fact, that's the only reason. See, if I looked at somebody else and I thought, well, look how they're living. I'm living just as good as they're living, and I'm not saved. Here's the thing. The Bible says you must be born again. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you go to heaven this morning, you won't go because Brother Jonathan preached it. You won't go because I preached it. You'll go because the Bible said it and you believed it and you accepted it and you asked the Lord Jesus into your heart, amen. A little child could stand up and testify this morning, I'm glad I'm saved. Jesus died for my sins. And you could believe the testimony of that little child and believe and get saved by the grace of God. I've talked to him when he was broken, Brother David. I've seen his tears. I've heard his tears. You don't understand the wee hours of the morning. You know what Brother Jonathan is this morning? You know what Miss Leslie is? You know what these, they're servants. We don't like to look at it that way no more. Us preachers, we've outgrown that. No, we've not. They're servants. The Lord Himself girded Himself with a towel, picked up His disciples' feet, and humbled Himself as a servant and washed their feet. Are you hearing me this morning? He said, Preacher, I ain't washing His feet. Be careful. I'm not saying honor Him above God, but honor Him. Honor this family. Honor your church. Because I promise you, somebody is watching. And if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Hear me this morning. Do it the reason Paul did it. For Jesus' sake. Can I just finish? I just want to read this. He said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. I done preached that. He don't stand up here and give you his opinion. It's one thing I know about Brother Jonathan. I told my church the last time he come preach for us on Sunday, I said, Brother Jonathan's introductions to his message is better than my whole message. That's the truth. I love his introductions. I'm done about ready to get saved again, if I could, by the time it gets done to the introduction. You know what I'm talking about. His introductions are wonderful. Then he gets the message, and I'm sitting over there going, wow. Every time. You hear me? And then his opinions. I've never heard him say, this is what Jonathan thinks, unless he clarifies, you know, this is what Jonathan thinks, and that's what it's worth. But I'll tell you what I have heard him do. I've heard him preach that book faithfully. For we preach Jesus. Why do we preach him? For Jesus' sake.
He goes on, he said this. He said, verse 6, he said, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels." Don't you hear what I'm saying? You have a treasure in an earthen vessel. Now listen to what he said. He said that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And don't you hear what he's saying? Some of you here this morning, I'm praying for you. Jonathan knows more about the people in my church than anybody else that I'm friends with. I don't share it with nobody else. And I probably know more about you than probably anybody else on this earth. A lot of times he never calls your name. You just pick up the phone and say, "Preacher, will you pray?" I do the same for him. When you see me come in back there and I'm hugging necks like I ain't seen no, it's the same way when he goes to our church. My guys run up to him, they say, "Hey, preacher," they hug his neck and they talk and they hot rod and they fish and they hunt. Same way I do here. You know why? Because they know that preacher's been praying for them. And I know some of you going through some stuff. Sometimes the church goes through some things. I won't elaborate, but a few months ago I called Brother Jonathan. My world was pretty much turned upside down. And to be honest, this year I was looking so forward, Brother Barker, to this year, 20 years. I was so excited about my 20th year at Turkey Cove Baptist Church. And I'm just going to be honest, I don't want to be a downer this morning. It's been the worst year in 20 years of pastoring. Brother Kevin, I wanted to quit so many times in the last 2 or 3 months. I'm just being honest with you. Why go on? Why serve? Why stay up all night? Why shed so many tears? Why? 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 Why go through the mental anguish? Why go through the depression? Why go through the heartbreak? Why? Paul said, "For Jesus' sake." He didn't stop in verse 5, and he didn't stop in verse 6. He never even stopped in verse 7. But notice what he said in verse 8. Hey, some of you here this morning, you're going through some thing. You've been going through some thing. Notice what Paul said. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Listen, there is a reason why you're going through what you're going through this morning. Child of God, can I tell you something? There's a lot of things happened to some of you I do not understand. I've prayed for you. I've prayed with you. I've prayed with your pastor. But can I tell you something? God has not forgotten where you're at. God knows exactly what you need this morning. God is still in perfect control. He's still seated at the right hand of the Father. He still has all power and all authority. Thank God he hasn't lost one sheep, amen. He loves you today. Look what he said. He said, "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." Preacher, why am I going through
what I'm going through. Preacher, what am I facing? What I'm facing. Preacher, why did this happen? Why did that happen? I don't know. But one thing to tell you, for Jesus' sake, I don't understand the trouble. I don't understand the heartache. I don't understand the heartbreak. I don't understand the distressed, and I don't understand the perplexed. I don't understand everything. But if it's for Jesus' sake, Paul said, always bearing about in the body. Can I tell you something? It may not seem like it now, but it'll be worth it after a while. Amen. Not only does he preach a crucified Savior, a risen Savior, amen, but he also preaches a coming again Savior. Amen. That's what the gospel is. Thank God. Paul said, if we have hope in this life only, we are of all men most miserable. There's a better day coming. This ain't all there is to it, child of God. Happy day, happy day. Brother Matt, I'm so glad that you went straight into that. What a day that'll be after that song. I say, come Jesus, come. I'm all right. I don't have to go back to 209 Browns Crossing Road in Marion, North Carolina. I can go from Mount Airy. It'll be fine with me. I say, come Jesus, come. Only one reason I can say that, for Jesus' sake. Last, for I'm done. I hope I didn't preach too long. You said, preacher, I just can't go on. Preacher, I just can't understand other people. You never will. You never will. Quit trying to figure other people out. Just worry about figuring you out. Amen. My wife looks at me some now. I know what she's thinking. She's thinking, I'll never figure that boy out. Now, I never look at her that way, but Lord, I'm sorry. I learned, you just ain't going to figure people out. You just ain't going to do it. So you just might as well go on and live for the Lord. For Jesus' sake. Now listen what he says, though. He does give us a good promise here. Verse 14, he said, knowing that raised up the Lord Jesus, shall raise us up also by Jesus, shall present us with you. And for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. Two times he said, we faint not. Brother Jonathan preached a series of messages at our church on not to faint. You may have heard those messages. I asked him, I requested those messages because our church really needed help. And it got it. He goes on and says this. He said, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Listen now, for our light affliction. You may be sitting here this morning and say, preacher, you don't know my affliction. My affliction's not light compared to eternity. Do you hear what I'm saying? Compared to eternity, our affliction is light. Hey, some of you here this morning got loved ones in heaven. You're still heartbroken over them. Some of them I'm still heartbroken over. But we have this hope. It ain't goodbye. It's just I see you after a while.
I've had to bury some family as of late. My mother-in-law's not doing good. My dad probably weighs 75 pounds. And according to the way of life and his sickness, he's not going to be much longer with us on this side. But you know what a joy it is to walk by a casket. And I've started doing it, but Jonathan, here lately, I just go by and pat him on the hand and say, I see you in a little bit. How can you say that, preacher? Because of Jesus' sake. Amen, it's not bye-bye. Amen, it's not even so, it's, I see you after a while. Because it's just going to be a little while. He goes on, he says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, get your eyes off this world. Get your eyes off everybody else. Get your eyes off everything. It's not about, listen to me, it's not about how much money we have in the bank. It's not about how many cars we own. It's not about our wealth. It's not, and listen, I want you to hear what I'm saying. It's not about that. It is what eternity holds for each of us. That's what matters. And did you live your life for Jesus' sake? He said, but at the things, he said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's going to either be wood, hay, and stubble. It's going to be burned up, or it's going to be gold, silver, and precious stone that'll last. What I mean by that, it's going to be those things that you did for Jesus' sake. I want to honor Brother Jonathan this morning. But more than anything, I came to honor him. I don't preach for Brother Jonathan. Brother Jonathan didn't call me. The Lord did. And I want to do it, and I want to do it faithfully for Jesus' sake. And I know your pastor. He wants to do it for Jesus' sake. Thank God for a man of God that'll do it for Jesus' sake. Here's my question to you. Here's my challenge to you. No telling how many messages he's preached behind this pulpit and that pulpit over there and pulpits all over this country, Brother Matt. He said, preacher, how can I honor my man of God? Heed the message. Not for Brother Jonathan's sake, but for Jesus' sake. Don't do it for Miss Leslie. Do it for Jesus' sake. Don't do it for the girls. And I love them girls. Three of the best girls. I mean, you know how rare it is? Don't make a liar out of me now. That withheld their testimony the way them young girls have held their testimony. Nobody, anybody else, that means something to me. But they didn't do it for Daddy. They didn't do it for Mama. They did it because they had a good pastor and they had a good church that they were raised in, but they did it and they're doing it for Jesus' sake. I challenge you, girls. Keep playing. Keep singing for Jesus' sake. Victoria, everything you do, do it for Jesus' sake. Keep that marriage, and that home, in your life, together for Jesus' sake. Church, you want to honor him? listen to what he preaches. He has preached to you the gospel, the dying, the resurrection, and the promise of the coming again. The best way you could respect him is listen to him and respond to him for Jesus' sake. You're not doing it for him. You're doing it for Jesus' sake. He's done it for Jesus' sake and your sake. Verse 15.